Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden.
Hi, my name is Crystal calling. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Tommy Newsome, Newsome. Are you ready for me to transfer?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello,
Hello?
Tommy.
Yes, hello.
Hi, I just want to my name is Jaden. I just want to let you know this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, sir?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter?
Yes.
And then, if I may ask, do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with after spraying Roundup?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm very, very sorry about that, sir. And if I may ask, have you had more than one type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Correct.
In what year were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, sir? Sorry, do you know what year you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's or what the date was?
I'm sorry, March 2023.
March 23rd? Or 20th?
Yeah, 2023, March 2023.
March, and do you know what the date was? Or like the day?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Say it again.
Do you know what the date was? So I have March of 2023. Do you know what the day was?
15th.
Okay. I'm very, very sorry about that again, sir. So I have March 15th of 2023 was the date of your diagnosis?
Yes, that was.
And where did you spray Roundup at, if I may ask? Was it at home, work, both?
Home mostly.
It was only at home, you said?
Yes.
And then do you have the home address that you sprayed it at?
It would be 581 Tillman Street, Hillside, New Jersey.
Can I have that address one more time? I'm very sorry.
Yes, 581 Tillman Street, Hillshot.
Hillshot?
Hillside, yes.
Oh, Hillside, got you. In New Jersey?
Yes.
And then I'm just going to read this back to you one more time to make sure I have this correct. I have 581 Tillman Street, Hillside, New Jersey, 07205.
Yes.
And if I may ask, did any colleagues, neighbors, friends, family, anyone else that you know ever spray the Roundup products?
I can't be for certain. Maybe my neighbor.
And do you know what age you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's at?
35.
And do you have a birth certificate, if I may ask?
Yes.
And how many years have you been diagnosed, or how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
About 5.
5 years. Do you know what year you started and what year you stopped?
around January 2015 to March 2020.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? So if you were diagnosed in 2023, were you spraying in 2022?
No.
Okay. And so this would only have to take place like residentially. You would only have to do it like, it doesn't have to be like for the full year, but were you spraying at all? Like just like touching up parts? Or were you,
yeah, I was
like,
spraying about once a month.
About once a month? But was this in 2022? It doesn't have to be like extreme usage, but we do have to confirm that you were at least spraying it 1 year before. Or 1 year prior to your diagnosis.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
so
I was spraying here and there.
And as honest as possible. So do you think you were spraying the year before?
Yeah.
Even if it was just touching it up, like on small parts, it doesn't have to be excessive. But were you at least, did you at least have the bottles and you were using them, but not as much, maybe?
Yes, yeah. I would say that, yes.
All right. And so have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah. For sure.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
And are you a currently a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then I just have to ask if you have any history of the following: HIV, AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy, or family cancer history, anything like that?
No.
Nothing at all on that list? Do you want me to go over it again?
Yes, say the back part of that one more time.
So we have HIV, AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's diagnosis, or family cancer or family history of cancer.
Well, I think everybody has a little family history of cancer in their family.
Okay, I'll add that as well. And then do you know exactly what they were diagnosed with?
My uncle has skin cancer. My aunt had breast cancer. She just survived. And my other aunt had another type of cancer. I'm not sure.
I'm very sorry about that, sir. So your uncle had skin cancer and your aunt had breast cancer?
Yes.
Any other family cancer history we can put down?
I'm not sure what kind of cancer my other aunt had that passed away. I'm not sure.
And then the main injury you had was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, correct.
And then the first name is Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y. And then can I have your middle name?
T-O-M-M-I-E.
T-O-M-M-I-E.
My middle name is Stefan. Yes. And my middle name is Stefan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.
And then last name was N-E-W-S-O-M-E.
Yes, Newsom, yep.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
No.
Thank you. And are you currently married?
No.
And then just 1 second. And then Can I have your date? This next part is for HIPAA purposes. Can I have your date of birth?
Yes, June 24th, 1988.
1988?
Yes,
19. And then can I have your full social, please?
141.
Okay.
864660.
And then I'll just 1 second. I want to confirm both of these for you. The date of birth I have is 06-24-1988. And then full social I have is 141-864-660.
Yes.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could potentially lead to the diagnosis you received?
I seen a commercial, and then I Googled it, honestly.
And do you remember when this took place?
I'm not really certain, honestly.
Was it this year or last year?
It's definitely, I want to say like 2022 maybe.
2022. And then can I have your height and weight?
6 feet, 260.
Got you. And then can I have your primary email address?
Yes. T, my last name, Newsom. 4660@gmail.com.
I'm sure to read this off to you. I have tnewsom4660@gmail.com. 973-573-7864 is the phone number.
Yes.
And how many times per year would you say that you sprayed Roundup?
Once, I want to say once a month every year.
Once a month every year. Okay. And would you say that you sprayed Roundup for at least one full year before being diagnosed? So were you in,
yes.
Were you spraying in 2022?
Yes.
And so when did you start spraying and when did you stop spraying?
I want to say from January 2015 to 2022, I want to say June, maybe.
And then how is it applied? By a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Hand sprayer.
Hand sprayer. And then did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
No worries. And yeah, we just have to ask. And then where did you apply Roundup and how big of an area was it applied to?
It was a pretty big area. I want to say half the damn yard, honestly, because I had a garden back there.
Got and then you said so it was residential, and you said it was how much?
'How much would I spray?' Yeah, so it was residential,
and then. I was asking about the, like, how big of an area was it applied to? You said it was, like, an acre or less than an acre? Or?
Yeah. Probably a little less than an acre, maybe.
A little less than an acre. And then what state did you use the product in, if I may ask?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, commercial, agricultural, residential?
Your residential weed killer.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed? Was it through home gardening or farming?
Home garden.
And then these next couple of questions will be pretty easy for you. How were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup?
Hello?
And did you personally spray Roundup, if I may ask? Sorry.
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
Every time. And how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you had in your lifetime? So, 50, 100, 200? So, how many exposures would you say you
About
had in your
80?
lifetime? 80 exposures.
8,400? Yeah, about 80.
Okay. And did you ever get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Pesticides, maybe as a kid.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, though?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No, not that I know of, no.
And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
Agent Orange?
Yes, sir.
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix?
Was concentrated.
And then do you remember where and when the Roundup was purchased? From like a Home Depot or a Lowe's?
Home Depot.
Purchased from Home Depot. And then do you have any purchase information, proof of purchase, pictures, any Roundup receipts or any Roundup in your possession?
Yeah, I have pictures and
You have
I
pictures
got
of.
to see if I yeah, I can see if I can get a bank statement.
Okay. And then have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
And then can I have your the name of your employer?
Advanced services.
What was it again? Magnet?
Advanced services.
Oh, Admet. ADMENT.
Advanced ADVANCED.
So ANC, what was it again?
Advanced services.
Oh, advanced services. Advanced.
Yes.
And then what city and state was that in?
That would be in Bensalem, PA.
Where, one more time.
Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
And then is this where you work?
Yes.
Okay. And this was that was advanced services. The phone
Yes.
number I have is 215-638-9612.
Yes.
And then what is your current job title?
vending machine technician.
And have you lost any time off work because of your surgery or treatment related to your illness or condition?
No, I didn't have the job.
And have you ever been in the military?
No.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. And then briefly, do you know what date that was?
What was that, 2019, I believe?
2019.
Yeah.
And then was it a misdemeanor or felony? Do you know what it was?
It was a felony because I got probation.
Oh, no worries. No worries. And then do you know the diagnosing doctor or the name of the hospital you were treated at?
Yeah, Joyce Vargas.
One more time.
Joyce Vargas.
George Vargas. Do you know what,
Joyce Vargas.
Do you know where she practiced, or the name of the hospital?
Yes, Capital Health Medical Center.
Okay. In Pennington, New Jersey.
Yep.
And I have one Capital Way, Pennington, New Jersey, 08534.
Yeah.
And then it was Joyce. What was her last name?
Varghese, V-A-R-U-G-H-E-S-E.
V-A-R-U-G-A-S? Wait, or...
No, V-A-R-U-G-H-E-S-E.
And then I'm very, very sorry about that. Can I have that one more time?
Yes. J-O-Y-C-E-V-A-R-U-G-H-E-S-E.
Okay, perfect. And then just one second while I put this down.
All right, 1 second, sir. 2 seconds.
Yep. And then I'm ready when you are. What? Yeah. Thank you. It's fine. This is really nice. Damn. No, I swear, this is really nice.
Hello?
And, Tommy?
Hello? Yes.
Okay. And I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready.
And then I just have to confirm. So the phone number I have on file is 609-537-6000.
And that's for the hospital or?
That's for Joyce for Vargas.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
Yes, yes, that's the number. I'm sorry.
And then I'm just going to read this back. I have 609-537-6000.
Yep.
And then if I may ask, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It was really hard at first because I didn't know exactly what was going on with me. So that took a toll on my health and family and friends and things of that nature.
It affected his health. And so it obviously was a stress on your family and extremely difficult at first.
Yes.
And then, do you have medical records that would indicate your cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to put in the hospital information really quick. Just give me 1 second.
All right.
And then that was Capital Health Medical Center. Just 1 second. Doctor name was Joyce. Or that was 1 Capital Way, Pennington, New Jersey, 08534.
Yes.
Do you remember the date of your treatment?
When chemo started?
Yeah. Or yes, the date. Yeah, you're like the date of your treatment.
Yes, March 20th, 2023.
March 20th, 2023. Okay. And then just 1 second. When you were being treated, were you ever given a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
I was treated with chemo and pain medication.
Chemo and pain medication?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming. And then, can I have your full home address, please?
Yes, 9071 Mail Creek Road.
Mail Creek, M-A-I-L.
Levittown. Yes, Mill Creek, M-I-L-L-C-R-E-E-K. Road, Levittown, PA, 19054.
Perfect. I'm just going to read this back. 9071 Mill Creek Road, Levittown, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, 19054.
Yes.
And then for this last part, we request
apartment
number...
Apartment 1217.
Oh, one more time?
Apartment 1217.
Perfect. Thank you for that. I'm sorry about that. And then, so 9071 Mill Creek Road, apartment 21217, Levittown, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, 19054.
Yes.
And for this last part, we request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions in your case. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
No, she doesn't stay with me, but I have a name and number for you. All right.
And we do have permission to contact her?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just whenever you're ready, with the first name, phone number, and then relationship to you.
Tracy Brown, 267-465-1129.
267, and then what was it? 345?
No, 465-1129.
Perfect. And then I have 267-465-1129.
Yes.
And then what was her relationship to you?
The mother of my daughter.
And then, okay, so girlfriend. And then I'm going to send over these documents right now. They're going to come through to either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you get them.
All right. Welcome to DocuSign. I got email and a text.
Perfect, yeah. So whichever one you is easier to access. And then just let me know as soon as you have access to the link. It's going to ask you to either review an act or continue.
It says continue.
Perfect. And then just let me know when you're...
Start to begin.
Awesome, yeah. Just a quick start, and then it's going to have you adopt your signature throughout. It's either going to be a draw to sign or like your initials. And then just let me know as soon as you have finished.
All right. It says complete it. Yes, that's completed.
Okay, perfect. I'm just gonna double check everything's good. Did everything on there look correct to you?
Yes.
Okay,
what
I'm gonna send you.
From this little school.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a text from my personal number. It's gonna come from a 949 number. It's gonna have my name, my office hours. If you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me. As soon as they get a hold of you, they'll be you won't need me anymore. But if you do have any questions between now and when they reach out to you, you can.
All right.
Perfect. If you have any other questions, again, just reach out. But you are good to go for now.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good day.